Noam Chomsky's two contributions to philosophy are, one, the so-called poverty of stimulus argument for the existence of pre-experiential knowledge, and two, his argument for the existence of sub-personal thought. Let me explain each of these 2 points. Consider the various auditory and visual perceptions that led to your knowing how to use and understand language. And consider the various optical and acoustical phenomena responsible for those perceptions. If you bombarded a rock or a chair or a tree with those same sounds and patterns of light, would it learn a language? If such a thing were placed in circumstances exactly like those that led to your being able to understand this very audio, would it be able to do so? No. No, it would not. In all likelihood, any given item of furniture in the house where you grew up was exposed to just the sort of optical and acoustical disturbances that, in you, led to the ability to use and understand language. What about a dog, a cat, or a squirrel? If such a creature were placed in circumstances just like those that, in you, led to your having the ability to understand these very words, would that creature be able to do so? Would it be able to argue with a spouse or negotiate with a business partner? Of course not. What's the explanation? Why do people learn language and become so linguistically proficient on the basis of such a paucity of data when a dog or a cat, not to mention a rock or a tree, cannot even acquire the most rudimentary linguistic competence, no matter how many noises or images of the appropriate kind it is bombarded with? The answer is clear. Because of your innate cognitive structure, you, unlike a cat or a dog, not to mention a rock or a tree, respond to those sounds and light patterns in the right way. You derive knowledge from them. In you, but not in a cat or a dog or a tree, they trigger a constellation of responses that eventuate in knowledge of a language. The operative word here is trigger. If you did not ab initio all but know a language, if your cognitive structure were not already there in a very developed state, just waiting for a little bit of experience to turn it on, so to speak, then no amount of sensory stimulation would do the trick. If the structure of your mind did not, as it were, anticipate or prefigure the linguistic competence currently embodied therein, then no amount of teaching or conditioning would have led to its having that knowledge. It is your mind's innate structure that enables your mind to acquire linguistic ability and, by analogous reasoning, to acquire any of the various forms of cognitive competence of which it is now in possession. And since this pre-experiential knowledge is cognitive in nature, it follows that you have pre-